listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hey, what's shaking, bacon?
Today, we're going to talk about how God is good using a story from the Bible.
G-O-O-D. God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
I love that. When I was growing up, we would say that at our church, and it was so fun.
And it's so true. Well, last episode, Matt, remember we learned how God sent 10 powerful plagues and saved the Israelites from being enslaved in Egypt. God showed Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that he is in charge of everything.
And today, we're going to learn about how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and kept them safe from Pharaoh by performing a miracle. Do you remember what a miracle is?
I think so. A miracle is something amazing that doesn't normally happen that shows God's power. Am I right?
That's right, Julie. And all miracles are amazing, but this one is extra amazing and really famous. In fact, you've probably heard of it, the parting of the Red Sea.
Yeah, God caused the Red Sea to split right down the middle so that the trapped Israelites could escape from Pharaoh by crossing over on dry land.
Can you imagine? Man, I would give anything to be able to see that or even talk to someone who got to see it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know, Matt, we do have that time machine, and we could go back and interview one of the Israelites who actually saw the miracle or walked across the Red Sea.
I completely forgot. Hey, producer Brad.
Yeah?
Hey, can we get that time machine fired up again? We've got an Israelite to interview.
Sure thing, Matt. On it. And this time, I'll bring you some robes and sandals, too.
Oh, so smart, producer Brad. Last time we traveled back to Bible times, we did stand out a bit.
I know. Here you go. One time machine in all of your costumes.
All right. Crank it to 1.21 gigawatts and let's do this. Bible times, here we come. Whoa. Did we make it?
I think so. I see the cloud of smoke over there. Oh, Matt, quick, let's catch up to this cart and see if this guy will tell us about the Red Sea.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a minute to chat with me and my friend?
Well, shalom! It is good to see you, my friends. My name is Jared, and I've not met the two of you on the caravan just yet. But of course, I'd love to chat. Let me put away my reading.
Okay, thanks. Well, my name is Julie, and this is my friend Matt. What are you reading?
Oh, just the latest news from our leader Moses. I'm sure you have heard of him, being here on the caravan. I like to scroll through his updates while I'm riding in the cart.
Scroll. I see what you did there.
What did I do?
Nothing. It's cool. Never mind.
So my friend and I were wondering if you could tell us about how your people finally escaped Pharaoh's army. We heard they've been chasing you since you left Egypt.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Talk about a story. I'd love to share with you, but do we have the time? Yes, I think we do. Where would you like me to start?
Well, we heard that the Israelites were trapped at the shores of the Red Sea with nowhere to go, and Pharaoh's army was right on their heels.
You heard right. What was your name again?
Julie.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Julie, you did hear correctly. It was absolutely terrifying. I don't know if you've ever heard or felt the rumble of thousands of war horses charging towards you. But I can't think of a more frightening experience that I've had in my life. But there we were. An impassable sea in front of us and Pharaoh's army behind us. It was a hopeless situation.
What did you do?
My fellow Israelites and I prayed and cried out to God to help us once more. And right as we did, we saw Moses, our leader, reach out his hand toward this massive sea. And then something... Miraculous happened. A mighty wind from the east started blowing over the water, and before my very eyes, a wall of water started to form just as the wind parted the sea right in front of us.
Whoa.
Then, right where there was water, just seconds before, there appeared dry land. I've never seen anything like it. God was making a way where there seemed to be no way.
Wow. When did you realize what was happening? That God was making a way for you?
It certainly didn't take long. It was very clear when God commanded Moses to stretch out his hand that he was about to do something special, something miraculous. As soon as the water started to wall up and a dry path started to appear, I knew in my heart that God had given us a way out.
Wow, what a moment.
Yes, God is good. With Pharaoh's army closing in fast, Moses led all of our people across the dry ground. When we safely arrived on the other side, these massive walls of water came crashing down on all the chariots and soldiers who had gotten their wheels stuck in the mud as they tried to cross. We were saved. That day, we celebrated God's rescue with much singing and dancing.
Jared, wow. What a story. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, it is truly my pleasure, my friends. I am so happy to tell anyone, nay, everyone, about the goodness of our God. Oh, I do hate to cut our time short, but I have to catch back up with the caravan. We are following our God to the land that he promised us. It was truly nice meeting you both. Shalom.
Oh, of course, Jared. Yeah, please do. I mean, we would hate for you to get lost out here and have to wander around this desert for years.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us to listen and understand his word. Dear God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us to understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
We've been learning about God's special and chosen people, the Israelites. Last week, we learned how God sent 10 powerful plagues and saved the Israelites from enslavement in Egypt. God showed Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that God is in charge of everything.
That's right. And today we're going to learn about how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and kept them safe from Pharaoh.
Moses led them out of Egypt and toward a land that God had promised to them. God promised that he would lead them to live in a beautiful and wonderful land. This land would be their new home. God told the Israelites that this land would be full of good things. They called this new home the Promised Land because God promised to give it to them. On the count of three, let's all say Promised Land. One, two, three.
Promised Land. And as the Israelites traveled to the Promised Land, God was with them every day. Moses led the people by following God, and God led Moses with a huge cloud in the sky during the day and with a column of fire in the sky at night.
Meanwhile, back in Egypt, Pharaoh started to think that he had made a mistake. Pharaoh liked that the Israelites did all the work and the Egyptians didn't have to. When the Israelites went away, there was no one to do all the hard work. So Pharaoh told his army to go and find the Israelites and bring them back to Egypt to be enslaved again. The Egyptian army, with their mighty horses and chariots, went out and started to look for the Israelites.
God told the Israelites to stop by the Red Sea. On the count of three, let's all say Red Sea. One, two, three.
Red Sea.
All of a sudden, they saw the Egyptian army coming for them. They were scared. Everyone, show me your scared face.
Moses told the people not to be scared. He knew that God is good. God told Moses that he would fight for the Israelites. Moses trusted God, so he knew that God would take care of them.
The Israelites needed to get across the Red Sea to get away from Pharaoh and his army. But the Red Sea was a really, really big body of water. Stretch out your arms as wide as you can. They could not swim across it, and they did not have a boat. Only God could help them get across the Red Sea.
So God told Moses to stretch out his hand over the Red Sea. Everyone, stretch out your hand in front of you. and God sent a big wind to make the water separate on the left and the right. Now with your hands together, slowly move them apart like the waters of the Red Sea did when God parted them. When the waters separated, the Israelites walked across the Red Sea on dry land, escaping the scary Egyptian army.
Now, let's get an even closer look at this story by reading how God helped his people from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 29 and 30. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Exodus 14, 29 through 30. Remember, it's always okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Exodus 14, 29 through 30 says, "But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians."
God is good. The Egyptian army tried to follow the Israelites, but God made the water come back together, killing the Egyptian army. Everyone, stretch out your arms and then clap them together. God protected the Israelites.
God promised to be with the Israelites, and he was. God always keeps his promises, just like how God promised that he would send a savior to save sinners, and he did. God sent Jesus to live a perfect life and to die on the cross, defeating an enemy even greater than Pharaoh, our sin. Then Jesus came back to life so that everyone who loves and trusts him can have a new healthy heart and live forever with God. God is good, and he is stronger than our sin.
You just heard God's word. Now let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly Through Review.
And our friend Jared is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Jared.
All right. I'm going to ask you 6 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready? Because
here we go.
All right. Question number 1. God sent Moses to save the Israelites. What were the Israelites doing in Egypt?
They were enslaved by Pharaoh.
Question number 2. What did God put in the sky to lead the Israelites away from Egypt?
A cloud in the day.
And a pillar of fire at night.
Question number 3. When the Israelites left Egypt, did Pharaoh change his mind about letting them go?
Yes.
Question number 4. What did Pharaoh send to chase after the Israelites so that he could bring them back to Egypt?
His army of horses and chariots.
Question number 5. How did the Israelites cross the Red Sea and escape from Pharaoh's army?
God parted the Red Sea.
And then they crossed on dry land.
Last question, number 6. Is God good?
Yes.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so. But now it's time to live like it's true. This week, watch The Prince of Egypt, at least the Red Sea crossing scene, and talk about how good and powerful God is to perform a miracle like that.
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us that God is good.
is always been. G-O-O-D will forever be. G-O-O-D to you. Always been. G-O-O-D will forever be. G-O-O-D to you. G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D.
God is good.
Listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about God rescuing the Israelites at the Red Sea, you can turn to Exodus chapter 14 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tbcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.